The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're having a great week so far, and welcome back to Faith and Retirement. This is where biblical wisdom meets financial clarity. And my name's Tom Levine, joined as always by certified financial planner and faith-based investing expert, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
Tom, I'm doing better than I deserve. Fantastic day. How about you? How are you doing there?
Great, great. Well, today's episode is all about how Christian investors can face market uncertainties and taxes and longevity risk while keeping Christ at the center of every decision. Jay, you spent nearly 30 years walking alongside families in this journey of stewardship. So let's start right there. Why did you choose to focus your career on helping Christian families with their retirement and wealth management, especially at a time when so many advisors are chasing the next hot trend?
Well, first of all, Tom, I got into the financial industry because of my grandfather, literally the hardest working guy I met in my life. He worked three jobs until the day my grandmother died. She never drove a day in her life. She never had a driver's license. He had seven kids, worked three jobs, and he literally limped into retirement. And here we were back in the 1980s when he retired, and he was making more in retirement because interest rates were high. He was making 18% in CDs. He had a pension. He had Social Security. And then fast forward 12 years into the mid-90s, and all of a sudden rates came from 18% down to 4%. Inflation ate away at his life savings, and then he developed dementia and was forced into a nursing home. And as a teenager, I saw that and said, this is not right. This guy got wiped out. So that drove me into the financial services industry. And then early in my career as a financial advisor, I had a client ask me a question that I remember like it was yesterday. She said, Jay, can I expect God to bless what we're doing here if we're investing in things that oppose his word? And here as a Christian, I hadn't been looking at my own money, never mind my client's money. And she was looking to avoid things like abortion and pornography and things that didn't line up with her Christian values. So that to me really put my calling in motion. And that's what it is. For me, it really comes down to a calling. I didn't stumble into this career. It was a family decision that made me move into finances. And then as I got deeper into finances, I started looking at stewardship and how do you be a better Christian with the money that God's entrusted to you. And the Lord directed me to use the gifts he'd given me, financial planning, teaching, and shepherding, to help families honor the Lord with their money. And early in my career, I had been working for a larger firm, and they cared more about commissions than clients. And I remember one couple, they wanted their investments to honor God, but their advisor brushed it off and pushed them into a product that really lined his own pockets. And that really was not a good setup. That broke my heart. And I remember just talking to this couple, and I thought of Matthew 16:26. If you remember that, it said, what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? And that really resonated with me and got me full force into biblically responsible investing. It hit me hard. And I think about the responsibilities that we have as a Christ follower. We have a dual mandate to multiply what he's entrusted to us. The parable of the talents illustrates that. And also to do so in a faithful manner. He cares not about just the big things, but the little things, where our hearts are and where our treasures are. That's where our hearts will be also. So it's very important that we not only look at how much we're making, but the source of where we earned money. And that really has been a catalyst for my mission, not just about growing portfolios for people, but helping families align their wealth with their faith, reduce unnecessary taxes, protect against the risks of longevity and market risks, and help them build a legacy that advances God's kingdom. That's my calling, and that's really why I left the world, the secular world of finance and started focusing on Christian financial planning.
Well, Jay, thank you for your friendship and taking such good care of our family as well. We're talking to Jay Peroni, and this is Faith and Retirement. A lot of advisors run big national firms. They feel distant. You built a growing national outreach, but you still find a way to sit down face-to-face with families. How do you do that, and why is accessibility so important in this ministry?
Well, Tom, it's more than just about numbers. It's about relationships. That's what it's about. You can get financial advice on the internet. You can get it through full-service brokerage providers, discount brokerage providers. But money is deeply personal to me. When I sit across the table, whether it's here in Charleston or on a Zoom call with someone in Arizona or even in a family's living room, they're not just showing me their statements. They're showing me their fears, their hopes, their dreams. It's really personal. And I think of John 10, where Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me." And that's the model that I follow for my clients. One of my favorite stories from a number of years ago, I had a widow, Carol, came in after her husband passed and she felt lost. She was financially and emotionally drained. And she told me, "Jay, I don't just need an advisor, I need a guide." And that's what I try to be for my clients, that guide. We walked through her plan step by step. We prayed together and formulated an action plan. And she felt so much more confident in her future. Before, she felt lost. And now, after creating a plan, she said, "I felt like you've given me a pastor for my finances." And that's what I try to be. Not that I claim to be a pastor, but I want to be a person that's instrumental in helping people become better stewards, to really take their finances to the next level, putting Christ at the center of them. And that's what it means to me, to be accessible. It's not just financial planning. It's shepherding hearts and homes.
Jay isn't just a Christian, he's also a fiduciary, and that is the designation you want to find when you're looking for someone to advise you and your family. Landing your retirement is kind of like landing a plane. You better do it right the first time. Jay, we're calling this edition of the program Stewardship in a Shifting World, how Christian investors can protect wealth, lower their taxes, and leave a godly legacy. And it is a shifting world, changing every day. I've heard it said, no one likes change except a baby. Jay, we just got some new economic numbers showing some changes. 3.3% growth. The S&P is on a winning streak. Yet behind all the headlines, there are tariffs and rising debt and inflation. So how should Christian investors interpret these numbers and headlines with their pocketbooks and portfolio?
That's a great question. On the surface, things look very strong, but Proverbs 27:12 is a good reminder that the prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. And I always say, yes, the markets may be up, but we can't ignore the elephant in the room either. The $35 trillion in national debt, the rising deficits and policy shifts could affect everything from interest rates to taxes. Think of it like driving an automobile. Just because the road is smooth today doesn't mean you ignore the storm clouds ahead. And one couple I work with, Tom, told me, "Jay, I sleep better during the last market pullback because we weren't overexposed to risk. We know we've got a team there at Faith Investor Services. You guys are watching over our portfolios. You go to defense when it makes sense and go on offense when it makes sense." And that's really the fruit of a biblical plan. It's diversification, risk management, and not building your financial house on sand. And that's what we try to do. Our team works together and really just manages those portfolios from a risk perspective. And we do it all for our clients. We make the tactical moves. And that really gives a lot of our clients peace of mind, knowing they're not going at it alone. And they've got a team there watching over their portfolio like a hawk.
Don't forget to get your free ebook. It's 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. And you can get your free download right now at the website, faithandretirement.com. Jay, you've shared before that even as a believer, you sometimes wake up at night thinking about risks. And what's on your mind right now as you help Christian investors prepare for the future?
Well, there are two things that weigh on me most right now, Tom. The first is the decline of the dollar and the ballooning national debt. And If you look at throughout history, the dollar has declined. And this year it's down historically down about 8%, and things like gold and silver and even cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin have been a great hedge. And I look at what goes up fast, whether it's tech stocks, housing, or even cryptos can come down fast as well. And that's why you look back throughout history, you look at 2008, and I had a lot of clients who were heavily invested in banks and real estate, and their portfolios crumbled. But those who had hedges, safeguards, and diversified buckets came through intact. And that's what we try to do at Faith Investor Services. Our team works hard to build a diversified portfolio, not all stocks, not all bonds, some alternative investments like gold and silver and Bitcoin, and really just having that diversified plan so that when the dollar is declining and debts are going up, we've got some safety and we've got some things that can zig while the market zag. And that is really what we want for our clients, not to live in fear, but we do need to put some guardrails in place, some strategies to lower taxes, some hedges against downturns, and legacy plans so the next generation is blessed, not burdened.
We are in the final 4 months of 2025. It's hard to believe. What's your favorite listener or client success story so far in 2025? One that shows maybe the fruit of faithful financial planning.
Yeah, so we have clients all over the country. And I remember we just recently here, we had a client couple from Minnesota, and they come to mind because they were worried about outliving their money and paying too much in taxes. And together, what we did is we went through, we did a retirement analyzer. We looked at their income, their assets, what they had saved. We looked at what they had for future income with Social Security. And we were able to save them $20,000 on their tax bill. That was huge. That was the first thing. The second thing we did is we created some guaranteed lifetime income streams so that they could have their basic needs covered, things like food, clothing, shelter, the things that we really need each and every day to live. And here's the best part of it, Tom, that freed up them to increase their giving, not just to their church, but also to a missions group that rescues children from human trafficking. And the wife told me, Jay, for the first time in years, I can sleep at night knowing we won't run out of money and we're giving more to God's work. That's really what keeps me jazzed and passionate about what I do each and every day. That's what faithful stewardship looks like. Peace of mind for today and an eternal impact for tomorrow.
That's powerful. Jay, about an hour ago, as I was driving to the studios, I was praying that we might be able to give more. And so if you're listening and wondering whether your retirement plan is built on shifting sand or solid rock, this is the time to get a second opinion. And you can do that easily simply at faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Schedule your free portfolio review with Jay. And if you want to give Jay a call, he's very accessible, as we've talked about, 800-270-7310. Back with more right after this.
Many times people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. Don't let your legacy be left a chance. Take a step toward clean investing, toward financial confidence and eternal impact. And you can schedule your free consultation today at faithandretirement.com. You know, one conversation could really shape future generations. Jay, cable TV news is filled with celebrity pitches for gold and reverse mortgages and, frankly, some get-rich-quick solutions. How is your Christ-centered approach different?
Well, Tom, those ads are designed to sell, not shepherd. That's the first thing we need to point out. They often use fear. Buy gold before the dollar collapses or take a reverse mortgage before it's too late. It's selling that fear. But scripture says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. And that's where we focus our financial advice. We start with stewardship, not sales. Instead of asking, what product can I sell you? We ask, how can every dollar you've been entrusted glorify God. That's a totally different conversation. I remember one couple came to me, they had bought over $250,000 worth of gold because of one of those TV ads. He called me first and we walked through his actual needs. Instead of putting all that money into one shiny product, we built a diversified plan that included faith-based equities, income-generating bonds, and yes, a little gold is a hedge. And today he has both peace of mind and balance, not fear-driven decisions. So again, a lot of people are trying to sell you products. Are they selling you solutions? And that's what we try to do at Faith Investor, is provide solutions, comprehensive, holistic, biblically based financial planning that starts with a plan, and the solutions come from that plan.
We're talking about stewardship in a shifting world. That's the name of today's episode. And it's about faith, not fear. Many of our listeners have significant wealth, Jay, tied up in a 401k, or maybe they sold a business. What are some strategies to turn those assets into reliable, tax-smart income?
This is where proactive planning makes the world of difference. A big 401k or a business sale can, on the surface, look like a blessing. It certainly is. But without a strategy, Uncle Sam may become your biggest beneficiary. We often use conversions to lock in today's historically lower tax rates. We build some income buckets, one for short-term needs, safety, one for midterm growth, and then another for long-term legacy. And for business owners, charitable trusts, donor-advised funds, there's some giving strategies and some tax strategies to both help reduce capital gains taxes and also increase giving. So we can come up with some solutions to help you, whether you've got a 401k, you've got a lot of wealth there, or in a business, we can help you with exit strategies and also tax-efficient planning. It reminds me very much of Joseph in Genesis 41, the storing grain in the years of abundance to prepare for the lean years. And we've had families that have sold businesses for millions of dollars, and we've used trusts, donor-advised funds, and other strategies to help them create steady lifetime income and reduce their tax bill.
This is Faith and Retirement, and you can learn about us at faithandretirement.com. This is the show where biblical wisdom meets real-world wealth strategies for Christian investors. I'm Tom Levine, joined as always by our resident faith-based investing expert, certified financial planner, and author of The Faith-Based Millionaire, Jay Peroni. Jay, some families suddenly come into large sums, as we've talked about, through an inheritance or selling a business. What biblical or financial steps should they take first when that happens?
Well, the first step I always say is pause. Before you go out there and just start making plans for all that money, think of Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. Don't rush into those decisions. Step two is pray. Ask the Lord, what do you want me to do with this money that you've given to me all of a sudden? And step three, and this is an important one that I see many people miss, seek wise counsel. And I've seen very different outcomes for those who do it on their own versus those who seek wise counsel. One family inherited over $1 million, and within 3 years, they burned through it. New cars, vacations, investments that turned out to be scams. And on the other hand, another family inherited the same amount, but paused, prayed, and planned. And today they're living comfortably, supporting missions, and saving for their grandchildren's education. The difference? Intentional stewardship rooted in biblical wisdom.
You know, I was thinking about this week, Jay. Do you still meet people who keep the majority of their retirement savings in cash at the bank? And if they do, what kind of risks are they facing there?
Sad thing is, I see this all the time, and I understand why. Cash feels safe, right? At the end of the day, it feels like my money's not going down, but long term, it's one of the riskiest places to be because inflation is a silent thief. At 3-4% inflation, every $100,000 sitting in the bank is quietly losing $3,000-$4,000 in buying power each and every year. And over a 20-year retirement, that can cut your wealth in half. I had a client who was retired. He had kept over $400,000 in CDs because he didn't trust the market. After we showed him the math, he said, "Jay, I thought I was being kept cautious, but I've actually been going backwards when you factor in inflation and taxes." So we reallocated his cash into a blend of protected income and growth. And now his money is working for him instead of eroding in the shadows of inflation.
We were talking earlier in a previous broadcast about how interesting August is. Now we're heading into the final quarter of the year. What do you see for the markets? And what does it mean for Christian investors trying to protect their nest egg?
Well, September historically is one of the worst months for the market. So I always preface that this month could be a challenging month, but it is a time for opportunity. I expect more volatility. There's going to be election cycles coming up not too soon, global tensions, holiday spending. They all stir the pot. But as I tell clients, volatility is normal, but fear is optional, right? So with the right safeguards, if you have diversification, hedging strategies, even a guaranteed income strategy, where appropriate, you can face the turbulence without panic. Think of it like flying. You can cancel the flight. You don't cancel the flight, right? Because there's turbulence. You trust the pilot and the plane. And that's where having a good team, a team like we have here at Faith Investor, we will get together, we'll plan your future and make sure you've got good strategies, good diversification, risk reduction strategy. So when we go through the turbulence, you're not just going down with the markets. You've got some things that are zigging while the markets are zagging. And at the end of the day, God's the ultimate pilot, and biblically rooted plan is the plane and gets us there safely.
Call Jay and the team at 800-270-7310 and say, Jay, I need to have a quick chat about our family finances. And they'll get back to you. It doesn't cost anything to ask questions. Jay, I think that many of our listeners are in leadership roles. Churches, Christian ministries, they also manage large reserves. How do you help organizations steward those funds with integrity and growth?
Well, we help a lot of churches and ministries create faith-based portfolios that can generate income while staying true to biblical values. For example, one church in California had several million dollars in reserve funds invested in companies tied to abortion, addictive substances, things completely against their mission and a lot of the ministries they had at the church. So what we did is we shifted their portfolio into biblically responsible funds that aligned with their values. We weren't supporting abortion and pornography and embryonic stem cell research and tobacco, alcohol, and gambling like they previously were. And not only did they avoid moral compromise, they also earned competitive returns to fund some of their mission, some of their outreach in their local ministry. And that's the parable of talents in action right there, multiplying what God entrusts without burying it in the ground or investing in things that contradict his word.
Jay, you often talk about insurance tools being part of the plan for people. What role do they play in protecting against downturns and longevity risk? And how would you define longevity risk?
Well, longevity risk is you live too long, you have more life than money. And having insurance type products can be powerful hedges. Certain annuities provide guaranteed lifetime income, no matter what the markets do, ensuring that families want to outlive their money. Long-term care insurance can also help protect against devastating healthcare costs, like my grandfather who had dementia, that can wipe out a family's savings. And I had a client once who told me, Jay, our fear is living too long and running out of money. And we used a lifetime income annuity to make sure all of their basic needs were covered for the rest of their life. That's peace of mind, knowing that they don't have to live with a cloud of fear. Insurance tools aren't for everyone, Tom. But if used wisely, they can be the difference between a fearful retirement and a faithful one. And that's where we help people sort out the choices, look at the different options. And for some, insurance-based programs work. And for others, they're comfortable with market risk.
Well, thank you so much, Jay. And we want to build a plan for you that honors God. We're helping you build investment strategies that reflect biblical principles. And if you're wondering what on earth biblically responsible investing is, you're in the right place. Pick up the phone and call Jay and ask your family's questions. 800-270-7310. Again, there's no obligation. And at the end of the day, it's not just about beating the markets. It's also about being faithful stewards. If you'd like a plan that weaves together your faith and finances, your family legacy, reach out to faithandretirement.com. Jay and his entire team would love to help you build a Christ-centered retirement strategy that'll stand the test of time. Again, the website is faithandretirement.com. The phone number is 800-270-7310. Tell a friend about this outreach. We really appreciate that. This is Faith and Retirement, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.